Good morning. I'm Dennis Willick with Nationwide Southwest. I'm here this morning with Rod Elliott with Elliott's Appliance Repair in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Rod, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us this morning.
And let's talk a little bit about Elliott's.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been in business up there?
I started servicing part-time in 2008. That was a few years into that. My middle son and I opened a used appliance store, and I quit my full-time job, and in 2015 we opened up a brand new GE store.
All right.
And so we've been doing that since 2015.
All right.
Me and my youngest two boys, my oldest boy started with us, lost him to baseball, so so got my other two boys in the store with me.
Well, that's great.
Yeah,
a nice family operation then.
Challenging sometimes.
Yeah, I get it. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you started out in the used, then you went ahead and got into the new with the GE store.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of the challenges and things that you had to kind of go through those early years?
Well, when we repaired used, we never put used parts on the used clients. We put new on. I put a warranty with them. And it broke my son into the fact of repairing appliances and cleaning them up, learning to sell a little bit. I grew up in a retail environment, in a sense, for many years, and learned, cut my teeth on customer service, servicing the product we sold.
Yep.
It was a family-owned dealership, part dealership, and so learned a lot of about people, and I miss the old service filling station.
Yeah,
you know, and I want to provide a product for somebody after the sale, and I think it's the key. It's the key to our success.
Right, you know, that's interesting. Bringing that up about the old time service station, all of that kind of service that they provided. And yet, in today's environment, I know you do all of your own service. It's one of your big, big selling blocks that you guys talk about. And what a wonderful way to continue your relationship with that customer. You know, it's a funny thing about businesses. A lot of owners think of their customer, and they seem to think, I have the customer for life. I mean, they're my customer now. The problem is when they walk out that front door and you make that delivery on that particular sale,
that's it.
Okay. They now become a consumer again.
That's right.
They reverse. Now, they're going to be in the market for something again.
Right.
And when they are, you want to make them. You want to continue them to be your customer.
Sure.
And so tell me a little bit, how do you feel? Connect the dots for me a little bit. Well, service after the sale.
Well, it's gone away, and it doesn't have to go away. It is difficult. We know that because very few do that any longer. We know the box stores don't do that.
Right.
We're in this together against them, and the hardest part of it. We have our programs, our service programs, our service dealers network, and all that. Problem is finding that guy, finding that person. It doesn't have to be male or female either, but you know, he's got to be able to go into your customer's home. He's got to have the tools here to be able to diagnose, to service. It's not just parts change. I'm in a unique situation. I have my youngest son as my service tech, and he comes to me from the trade of HVAC.
Right.
So he came to me with more tools than I had when I started in 08. And that is a really good field to pull these service guys in from. We all know they make a lot of money, but they don't make, in our environment in Oklahoma, we're seasonal.
Right.
They're really, really busy in the hot, and they're really, really busy in the cold. And the rest of the time, they're really not. So that young man has crawled in enough of those 140-degree attics, and he's rethinking about really what he wants to do. We go into a conditioned environment every time into the home, and that makes a difference. But My thing is, I want for these independent dealers to really think, it sells appliances for me every day, all day long. They come in because of that. You know, we've all heard, I'll never go back to this box store or that box store. I hate it. We all hear that. But yet, they'll go look. And if we have something different for them, they'll be, I run the factory's numbers. They put a promo on, I run that number. I'm not higher on my appliances. But yet I've got you after the sale, and I only service my store.
Okay.
I'm 100% GE dealer, and I only service it if it came out of my store. And we've got great factory support. We've got great tools. But what I really want to stress to the dealer body out there is find that way to find that perfect guy. And some of the most successful heat and air plumbing businesses I know in my community, they found that guy. They made him part owner, or they're profit sharing. They're not going to hang on to him. It will pay dividends, and you need to pay him dividends.
You need to keep him.
Yeah. Those heat and air guys, they'll work here for a year, here for a year, here. They're taking their trade with them.
Yeah.
We don't have that problem in the appliance industry,
but
there's not any out there. Trying to develop those, but yet he does need to come to you with a skill set, and I think bringing that in and making him a business partner in sense, however it works for your business, there's no cookie cutter way
right. To
do this, and I would never tell anybody how to run their business, but you need service, and it needs to be there every day.
Right.
And I sell appliances every day because of that.
Right. So. Service side of it, I'm curious about this. You get a lot because of the service. You get a lot of word of mouth.
Absolutely.
Somebody that says, hey, go here, they service. That's a big deal.
Absolutely. Mom said, I've got to come see you. My neighbor said, don't go anywhere else. They're going to service you. They're going to take care of you. It is. I don't peel the customer back all the time. They tell me.
Yeah.
They say, hey, my neighbor said I have to come in here. Well, we hope we earned that,
yeah. You
know. And I wouldn't have done this if I wasn't going to service my store. I wasn't going to be like everybody else. I needed something different. I grew up in the service industry. I have a decent heavy equipment degree in trade school. And I've been servicing things my whole life.
Right.
And I got into servicing appliances in 08 because nobody was doing it.
Right.
You know, we don't see appliance stores opening on every corner.
No.
We've got a market here that we can thrive in if we'll do this correct.
Exactly. Exactly. So looking down the road, okay, you're 100% GE. Absolutely support all of the things GE, and you service everything that you sell to the customer. What additional things in this industry? Let's talk now. Service side is absolutely so important. Now, what do you do when it comes to financing and things like that? Can you tell them?
I have two forms. I have a 0%. And then I have a special financing. Somebody's got Bruce credit.
Oh,
you know, I have something for them.
Okay.
We do a great delivery business and install.
Okay.
You know, the only thing we don't do is hook up gas. It's against the law. So other than that, we do it all.
Okay.
We're A to Z. I get folks coming in and say, hey, I just bought a fridge from X box store, and they wouldn't take the doors off and bring it in. I told them to take it back. I need a fridge. You know, it's sometimes you get into that. They don't service our consumer to the fullest.
That's it.
And, you know, we have challenges. We may miss a diagnosis here or there, but I'll tell you my best customer is always the one, and we don't make a lot of mistakes, but boy, when you do, we own it. And the customer is just looking for you to be there for them. You know, Mrs. Jones, we missed this. You're not going to pay for that. Yeah.
That's our fault.
Yeah.
And they will be a customer for life. That is the best customer. When you have a problem and you fix it.
Yeah.
And we want to be 100% all the time.
Yeah.
But that gets boring, you know, and that's what's supposed to happen, and they don't say much about it. But when you have problems or you have issues and you really help a customer, it's not always my fault. It could be the factory fault. But I have good support from the factory. I know what I can do and what I can't.
Right.
And I never let a customer take advantage of the factory.
Yep.
Because the factory doesn't take advantage of me or them either.
Right.
So that relationship is great. We got a problem. We got a dent in this door. I'm going to fix it.
Yeah.
So I couldn't be any more happy with the people I work with.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, partnerships and relationships and things like that, they go a long way, which is really what everything's all about. So many things today, they absolutely are, in my opinion, I go back to the days when you just had a handshake. It's what we will do. That was what it was.
Know your neighbors.
And now you get back to that point. That's the way business needs to be.
It does.
It needs to be that way. And again, your promise on that floor when I'm there and I'm buying something from you, that needs to be that permanent relationship, that handshake to continue. And I think that's what I take away from this today is that's what you're providing.
It is.
And you're making them feel comfortable. You know, there's a lot of consumers, I've read so many articles, a lot of consumers, they buy things and then they make the phone call when something's wrong and they're like, we are prepared to go to war. Only when they call, and sometimes they have to go to war because things don't get like, but when they come here.
And I spend time with my potential buyer on the floor too. I have ladies all day long say, okay, which washer should I buy? I'm not going to pick your washer out. I'll show you every washer.
Yeah.
There's features on this washer that you're not going to use. That's not money well spent.
Right.
Let's stay here. And I want them to be educated. I want them to know what it's going to do, what you can't do, what you shouldn't do. This isn't washers from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
We got to do things different. I want them to understand that. I beg them to read the owner's manual. We know how that works. So I'll address all that on the floor. But I want an educated customer at the point of sale. And we provide that, and they come for that too. They don't really know what they want. They think they know what they want when they come in.
Right.
And my store is full. I've got everything you can imagine you need.
Yeah.
And in the way of kitchen and laundry, and it's there. We can look at it. We can look at the differences and talk about them. And you choose. You know, you have a budget. It's not my business, but here's where we can stay if you. This is all you want to spend. I don't care. I don't care if you buy the high end, low end. Get what you need.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. That's good. Now, as we're going to be coming up to the end of this time frame here for us, so I just want a couple more things to get from you and see what your thoughts are and see where you're going. Do you offer extended warranty?
I do.
Okay.
I do offer.
Does that do well for you?
It does.
Okay.
It does. That's another great relationship.
Yeah.
In the last year or so, they no longer have to call this extended warranty company. They call me.
Yes.
We start it. Some people want it, some people don't. I'm personally not an extended warranty buyer of anything I buy, but some people want it and I have it.
It's a
fair price.
Yep.
There are extended warranties out there that are cheap,
yep.
Low price. They're not worth the money the paper's written on. That's disheartening when it comes time to need it.
Yes, I agree 100%. Well, we know one thing. If you do nothing more than ask the consumer, now your customer, would you like to add this on? We know 4 out of 10 will do it. Here's something else. We know the younger generation buys them very easily.
They like it.
We've had online sales as high as 65-70% when you're transacting online. Which brings me to one of the other important things. What do you use for marketing?
I have digital marketing. I think a lot of money on that every month. I have a website, active website. Pricing is there. promos change, pricing changes. I don't do a lot of radio anymore. I don't do newspaper at all anymore. The digital marketing is really all I'm doing. And we've been there 10 years, and most people know I'm there.
Yep.
Most people know somebody that's bought from me.
Yeah.
And we're kind of getting in that realm. I don't want to stop doing that because I'm in an area where there's some really old dealers that's been around a long time, and some of these younger kids have never heard their name.
Yeah.
And blows my mind, but if you're not out there and popping up on them on the phone, you know, everybody's here.
That's right.
So we'll continue that as long as it works.
That's good. Do you transact online, or can you?
No.
You don't do that
online? You don't do any online sales, we cannot.
Okay. Now, when I speak of that, I just want to bring up something that we're starting to see a trend. So it's kind of interesting. So we're seeing some of the generations, they will come to your store. They'll look, experience, open the doors, find out what they're looking for. Some of them will go, well, I need to think about it or whatever. Unless, now, in your, maybe you're closing 100%. You might be, I can never get to this point.
No, could be. I don't.
But most stores don't.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is we're starting to see a trend where these generations now, some of the generations are going to the store, doing their discovery, their experience, and trying to feel touch and all that. Then they go back home, go to the computer, transact online, buy the product that they've seen in their store. Not like they go online, do their research, and buy.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to see another element creep in now. That's starting to grow quite a bit. I'm just giving you information that we're starting to see, and that might be something down the road that becomes part of your journey as well.
So,
anyway, well, listen, this has been very, very enlightening to me. And I want to tell you something that's exciting to hear you do the things that
we like what we do.
It's kind of like, as you brought it up earlier, we're getting a full service now.
Yeah. And people say, you know, this was easy. Well, I'm not doing it that's hard. I don't want it to be hard. Let's keep it easy. So, thank you, Dennis.
Thank you so much. My God. Later. Yeah.